the big question for Russian politics looking forward over the next 6 years of Putin's next term in office, but even beyond that, is whether the Russian middle class, and especially the Russian middle class in big cities like Moscow or St. Petersburg, will remain either politically passive or actively supportive of the president. And right now, it's just impossible to predict where that will develop. But it is interesting that, in contrast to our expectations in the West, our theories about how a growing middle class will lead to democratization, that hasn't worked in Russia, at least thus far. And there are a couple of reasons as to why that might be. One explanation is that Russians appreciate what they perceive to be the government's success in restoring Russia's status as a great power on the world stage. The second potential explanation is that a large share of Russia's middle class is reliant on state employment, so for as teachers or as policemen or as officials or people who are dependent on the government for their salaries, which makes them obviously less likely to protest when they fear that there might be consequences for that action. There's been very good political science research on the effect of state employment on people's willingness to protest. And so for reasons such as these, we've certainly seen the Russian middle class be less politically active than many of its neighbors and than many other countries at similar income levels in the world. Now, whether this can continue, I think, is the big unanswered question of Russian politics. And it's not an underestimation to say that it will define the future of not only Russian politics, but Russian society at large.